Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I was reflecting back the other day on how the years have passed and how quickly they've flown by. And I was thinking about my mentor, and who was a really tough guy. You know, he didn't let me get away with anything. When I met him when I was 26 years old, and he said, you know, you have a lot of potential and you certainly can go far, but you know, you've got a lot to learn and you'll be more successful as the years go by if you study and learn. And he was absolutely right. And one of the first things that he told me was that you cannot know everything and you cannot do everything. The secret to business success is knowing where to find the information that you need and to surrounding yourself with the very best possible people that will be helpful to you. If the people around you aren't going to be helpful to you, well, you're not going to be as successful. If you don't learn what you need to learn and study all the time, you're not going to be successful. So I've pretty much taken both of those principles and incorporated them into my life these many years later. And it brings us to the subject of today, and that is, do you play to your business strength or your business weakness? We all have business strengths and weaknesses. There isn't anybody that doesn't. And what I tell business people is, you certainly have to play to your business strength. If you are an expert in sales, concentrate on sales. If your weakness is paperwork, well, you have to understand how the paperwork is done. You have to understand what's appropriate and put someone in the position of doing paperwork for you. Hire someone. You can't grow your business if you try to do everything. And if you try to just say, well, that's my weakness and I will just do it well, and I'm going to absolutely work at it till I get it right, you're missing an opportunity. If sales are your strong point, why aren't you out there selling? If managing and running your business is your strong point, why aren't you managing your business? Find someone to do the sales. Find someone who is the expert. So understand what your skill set is. Understand what made you successful, what will make you successful. Then surround yourself with people who will cover your shortcomings. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't need to understand it. That doesn't mean that you don't need to know what's appropriate, because you're not going to be able to hire the right people if you don't understand the position, if you don't understand the work that needs to be done. But don't try to do everything. It's just not going to work. Build an organization. Build an organization of strong people and take your business and divide it up into modules, different departments. Think about it this way. What does it take to run the business? What's the management? What is the sales department? Who is the controller? Who are the workers who actually do the work? Every single department stands on its own, and think what you need to do for that department. And then start thinking about the job description. What do they need to do? What's going to work? What doesn't work? Put people in place and learn from them. And if they're not the right people, then you've got to give them the opportunity of their lifetime, and that is to go find another job so that they will be happy and you will be happy. Don't try to do everything. Play to your strengths, not your weaknesses. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.